Today we'll be Ezra Hashem learn Dav Zayin and Masech Tzvachim. Some of the topics we'll learn about include Shaloi Lishma, a carbon brought with the wrong intention, whether Shina Kodesh for the sake of another carbon, or Shina Bailim for the sake of someone other than its owner. The Gemara discusses various scenarios including Toida Sheshachta L'Shem Shlamim, a Toida, a type of carbon Shlamim brought after one merit, some form of salvation, was brought as a regular Shlam. Shlam Shenishchatu L'Shem Toida, a Shlam brought as a carbon Toida. Toida Sheshachta L'Shem Toidas Chaveira, a carbon Toida was brought for the sake of another carbon Toida, i.e. a Toida brought for a different reason. Chata Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas, a carbon Chatas that is slaughtered for the sake of another Chatas, such as Rashi explains, Kekun Chatas Chelev Shenishchatu L'Shem Chatas Dam. If a chatas designated for inadvertently eating forbidden fats was slaughtered for the sake of a chatas brought for consuming forbidden blood. Chatas sheshachta al misha mechuyev chatas oila. A karma chatas was slaughtered not for the sake of its owner, but for someone else who is also obligated to bring a chatas or an oila. Chatas sheshachta al misha ein mechuyev klum. Chatas was slaughtered on behalf of someone else who is not obligated to bring any carbon at all. Oila haba la'achar misa, an oila was brought after its owner died. Oila dayrenhi. A carbon oila is brought as a gift after one receives atonement. Chutz min ha-pesach ve-achatas, ha-pesach bezman and ha-chatas b'chol zman. If someone slaughtered a carbon pesach on the afternoon of Yudal Nisan, or a carbon chatas at any time, shaloi lishma, the carbon is invalid. The Gemara cites many psukim as the sources to the above halachas, and that this is true regarding all avodas.